Joe Reedy covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. The Bengals sit at 5-2. I'm curious, Joe, do the people of Cincinnati believe in the Bengals right now?
Oh, good question. Pittsburgh game will be sold out. That'll be a definite. The Cleveland game, I think, will be the next indicator. I think they're starting to believe, but it's one of those things that they still think that they were fooled last year because they won the division in 2009, and I think there's still a lot of people on the fence, and 20 years of up and down, mostly bad football is what's holding a lot of people back right now.
I'll tell you what, Joe, when I look at the schedule, this Tennessee game is critical for them. If they can find a way to win this game at Tennessee this weekend, okay? Say then they go 6-2. Then if you just beat Cleveland, Rams, Cardinals, that would give you 9. Then all you have to do is just win one game of 2 with Pittsburgh, 2 with Baltimore and Houston, and you're 10-6. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that we're all trying to figure out, Vinny, is whether 10 will truly get you into the playoffs or not. I think the AFC East, Buffalo's
right.
Still hanging around.
Big game this weekend with Buffalo and the Jets to kind of determine right. That, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, the Jets the next 2 weeks, they got Buffalo, and then they got the rematch with New England.
Right.
And I think we all thought in the AFC West that San Diego would run away with it. Now Kansas City's making a little bit of a battle out of there. I think the South, you really got only one team out of there. So I think as far as everybody in the North, if both wild cards are coming out, everybody's kind of looking at the East right now and hoping to see what happens. But to me, this is a critical 3-week stretch for the Bengals coming up. They got what you could call a quality win over Buffalo, but the other three have come against teams with losing records, even though they did go out west last week and beat Seattle. But you go to Tennessee this week, you got Pittsburgh coming up the following week, and then that Baltimore game at M&T Bank in 2 weeks, which I think right now will probably be a 4-15 game just looking at the schedule. That's going to be crucial for a lot of teams' hopes right now.
Well, I would say this. If the Bengals can beat Tennessee, then they've got 5 games at home. Five of the rest of their season is home games, which is another amazing thing. I mean, the schedule sits up pretty for them if they can beat Tennessee. Do they realize how critical this game is this weekend?
Yeah, I think they do. But, I mean, for them last week, Seattle was critical also because it's almost like October was a month of streaks for this team. They had a long losing streak to Buffalo. People were saying, okay, you can't beat Buffalo. They beat Buffalo. The following week, you know, they had Indy. Okay, you got a long losing streak to Indy. They ended up beating that. They going to Seattle, the bad West Coast, how bad they were on the West Coast. There's streaks against that they had to beat Jacksonville. They hadn't won there since 1995. And the thing to me that's still incredible is with the veteran team last year, they had a winless October. You got mostly a young team. They've had an unbeaten October. First time since Carolina in 2005 to go from winless to unbeaten in October. And you know, at 5-2, they're starting to get better, they're starting to get more consistent, and I think they're starting to peak at the right time.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato talking with Joe Reedy, who covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer here on 105.7 The Fan. Joe, for all the hype that a lot of the rookie quarterbacks like Cam Newton, Christian Ponder playing well in Minnesota, Andy Dalton under the radar a little bit, he's having a pretty good rookie season.
Yeah, and I think the one thing it's impressed me about Andy, especially in the Indy game and the Seattle game, is he's starting to make more plays with his feet. If the pocket's starting to collapse a little bit, he's rolling left, rolling right, throwing better on the run to get completions, which I think he did very well in the Seattle game. Now the 2 interceptions that he threw in the second half were kind of on deep balls that he kind of hung up there, and I think on the first one, A.J. Green really didn't make an attempt at it. But the other thing too is he's not making the killer turnovers in these last 4 games. In San Francisco he did, and he's bounced back from that. Another thing with Andy is he makes a mistake, He doesn't get rattled by it, and he learns from it, which I think is another key to this four-game winning streak.
Hey, Joe, Lou Holtz always used to tell us that when you go on the road, you got to pack your defense and special teams, and that's looks like what Cincinnati did at least this past week.
Yeah, and I mean, they've actually done that the past couple games. That Indy game, the Colts were driving for a tying field goal. Nate Clemens comes up with a big field goal block. And then this past week, the two returns of 50 yards or over, which I think is going to start giving opposing special teams coaches fits, because I think Tate has finally gotten more comfortable with this team and with his blockers. And Adam Jones, I mean, first time he touched the ball, if his hamstring didn't tighten up on him, I think he probably would have had a touchdown. So they're getting a lot better on special teams. I think Nate Clemens is playing well too. He had a key 2-point knockdown against Seattle, and you know, this is a team with a lot of confidence right now. And in the fourth quarter last year, when they were losing games, they're taking control and seizing games now. I think in October they outscored opponents something like 51-26. The funny thing, though, is that only 14 points out of those 51 were by the offense.
Before we let you go, Joe, what's the injury situation with the Bengals?
Adam Jones looks like he will practice this week. They're actually getting a lot healthier right now, Vinny, which is scary. And I think even if they had to saw Adam Jones's leg off, he would try to play against Tennessee this week, because it's the first time he's facing the Titans after that run he had there in 2006-2007. Ray Maluga, ankle is a lot healthier now. I think he'll probably work out on the side field today and probably will go against Tennessee. And Jermaine Gresham injured his hamstring last Friday in practice. I would probably say he's questionable right now, but I would expect to see him against Tennessee.
Joe Reedy covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. As always, Joe, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Joe.
No problem. Big game for you guys on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a big one.
Thanks, Joe.